So the Ultimate Movie Championship brought to you by Cutthroat Comics, cutthroatcomics.com. It's where we go to flickchart.com/IDP. We make our ultimate movie list where the website gives us two movies and we decide the worthy, the worthiest,
the worthless,
the Werther's original to be on our official list. And I don't know if I've ever seen Junior.
What?
I know the premise, clearly. Arnold Schwarzenegger just went to a Thanksgiving dinner and
trying to capitalize on the popularity of Twins.
Yeah, years later, though.
Years later.
Like, probably a decade later. 84, 94, about, give or take.
No, Twins wasn't 84.
Twins was one of his first movies.
But it was still like 89 or 90.
Oh, Jesus. Well, anyway. But yes, trying to capitalize on that with a science-y, which I could see this becoming true at some point.
Well, there was that...
I don't know the premise of how they made him pregnant, but I'm sure there'll be some science. And we're going to be able to do everything else, so that would be like just, oh, let's just be able to make dudes pregnant, because they want to be pregnant. I mean, they, you know, transgender. I mean, that would be next-level transgender. It's like, oh, I want to be able to give birth. That's bigger than a boob job.
Yeah, that's...
Boob job's like easy. That's like
entry-level.
That's
completing a cycle.
Yeah, that's starting a cycle. That's it's becoming a cyclist.
Lance versus Armstrong.
Yeah. Versus Jaws.
Jaws.
I mean, just the theme. I mean, I don't know if I can say I've seen Junior, though.
Well, you skip Let's it, skip then. It.
Yeah. And then we talked. All right.
Jaws versus The Ring. Jaws.
The Ring, which is a remake. Killer VHS. See, that wouldn't hold up. Kids are like, what's that? Why are you putting in a giant cartridge thing? It plays backwards. Jaws, the theme music to Jaws beat most movies.
If that tape's still around, no one has anything to play it in. Just like, I need to kill somebody.
Yeah, that was a movie that was like, you gotta have like, there's probably a stream, if you could like do that, like, oh, it's a virus that infects downloadable movies.
Yeah.
And then you just watch. Every time you watch a Michael Bay movie, it infects Michael Bay movies.
I'm going to live forever.
It's instead of a sound that only young people can hear, it's a thing you look at that just, fuck, it turns into the Signal. Have you seen Signal, the horror movie? Where it's like a sound, everything starts broadcasting a sound that fucks everybody up. They start killing each other. I think like a UK independent movie.
Right.
Premise. I mean, I think it might be a remake.
I've seen other shit like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. As far as horror movies,
Kingsman is like fucking.
It's James Bond, James Bond. Like that's like that would be like the origin story of James Bond when he was a kid, getting recruited. I don't think there's ever been. Has it been?
You don't watch James Bond.
The origin story.
No,
I think it's just always like, oh, he's on a mission.
I think the prevailing theory right now is that 007 James Bond is just a call sign and tag.
But still, you never had like, I think now that's
there's
what it
young
is.
Young Sherlock Holmes, there's young Indiana Jones.
But that's
Jones.
Kingsman, I think, would be, if you had
be
an
like
origin
closest
story.
Closest for like, what, Eggsley is 007 or whatever.
And then now he's like 007.
I mean, that I could see that.
Because that's how they recruit him, I guess. You know, train him. Maybe they'll be... we're
the
gonna
one time Samuel L. Jackson didn't make a movie better.
Yes. It was the lisp. He went for a character.
The rest lisp. Of the fucking movie was great.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson in that movie was terrible.
It was the lisp,
I didn't
man.
Even care about the lisp. It
didn't fit. Well, didn't fit. He can't have a... He was like... He's a super alpha dude trying to be like this beta, like, ooh, goo, 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 goo. He's not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, he can't stretch backwards that much.
People's heads started exploding at the end. It got weird.
But
too.
I kind of enjoyed that. Yeah. It was a fun movie.
This is
but
a weird
But that would be
one.
Like... that would be like the origin story. Yeah, Wizard of Oz versus Monty Python and the Holy Grail. probably my favorite of the Monty Python movies. Probably just because I've seen it more and I remember more of it.
The knight getting his leg delimbed. That scene alone.
Yeah, it's a classic.
But Wizard of Oz is so classic.
You have little people dying in the backgrounds that I don't know if I've seen. You have integration with Dark Side of the Moon. Two or three times it plays. Plays through twice all the way, and it may end at the end of this. It's a really crazy thing.
Crazy enough, I've been a stoner since high school. I love Pink Floyd, and I love Wizard of Oz,
yeah.
And I've never done it.
The first time I was at a party, and they're, you know, that sounds like everybody a weird else,
party.
Well, it was a hangout. I mean, it was, I don't know, it was a bunch of people, and we were all drinking. They were smoking weed. I didn't smoke weed yet. I think I had a mohawk at the time. Maybe a New Year's party. And they're like, oh, you got, have you, you know, ask people. A lot of people hadn't. I hadn't. And then played it. The CD skipped. So we got probably 20 minutes into it. CD skipped. And it's like, oh, fuck.
It ruins everything.
I ordered on eBay a pre-mixed version. I'm sure now YouTube has it where you can just bring it up. And then we watched it. And it's fuck. Because it plays through. And it was perfectly, you know, it was like. That you don't have to, like, you have to wait for the second lion roar and then you hit play on the album. But it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's kind of background shit.
Coincidence is a motherfucker.
The thing from eBay, it came with every instance of syncing and it was like a legit pamphlet of like a small book of like everything, not to just literal things that were happening and timing things, but also, you know, story things that the song is talking about versus what's going on in the movie. There's a lot of layers to how it compares. It's really weird. I would say coincidence because I used to listen to music and have just the TV on and that shit would sync up all the time. It's just one of those things.
How many times when you used to listen to radio as a kid, would you think of a song and it would be the next one they played?
Well, yeah, but then it's like, oh, when you grow up,
radio like
stations, it's pretty predictable.
Oh, but you know what I'm saying?
What you're doing is you're like, oh, I haven't heard fucking Michael Jackson's fucking... what was the one with Magic Johnson in the music video? Like the Egyptian?
Remember the Time.
Yeah.
Remember
oh, my God. Yeah. You could, like, that's how you got music. Illegally is you just have a tape recorder and you hit record.
Oh, man, I recorded so much radio.
Yeah, me too. That's when they actually played the whole songs. That's probably why they stopped. Because now most radio stations lead into, like, they cut off shit all the time. Oh, yeah. Anyway, from radio, I have to go Wizard of Oz. I mean, it's just, there's so much complexity. Just movie on its own, it's good. It's a great movie. Wizard but there's of Oz. So many different hidden things in it.
Yeah, it's
that are like
Wizard of Oz for me.
Dude dies because of the makeup. All right. Next up, The Perfect Storm.
I've seen them both.
Versus Total Recall, the original.
The original, but let's be very clear, the original.
The original. I didn't mind the other one. As just an action movie. They could have called it something else. It would have been fun. Not a good
Total Recall.
But that's one of a billion fucking everything they do. Remake. Fucking reboot.
Phobocop.
Yeah. Versus Perfect Storm, which I did not like at all. And I saw it for free. And which it's got the same...
Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney.
George Clooney. And I think Baffleck's younger brother, Casey Affleck, was in it.
Casey Baffleck.
Which I think is a far superior actor to his brother. Far superior to Baffleck. The Batman. It's Total Recall for sure.
Yes.
I mean, just three tits alone is better than Perfect Storm. It's like shitty looking giant waves and like a story I don't give a fuck about. Well, it's kind of interesting. It's like one of the first really fucking easy. Yeah, yeah. One of the first big budget comedy films, probably. That's a big. I mean, they did like Hangover and like kind of, but that was big budget. Talladega Nights. Start spending more money on versus one of the first found footage films, probably one of the best. I've seen a lot. It's one of the best. I mean, it's one of the first, so it's like one of the best.
I was never scared.
It depends on how you go into it. If you go into it, like, the whole thing when it came out was that it was real. There were websites early on.
After the first time I saw it, I was like, is that it? Like, I mean, everyone else was I heard so much about it.
That's how it would happen.
And I was like,
if it was real, that's how it would. I mean, it would be it would be like.
It wasn't even that. Like,
shots. Like, the new one
it
was.
I was disappointed at the ending. It was like, that was the movie? Like,
I thought it was interesting. It was different than everything.
It was different.
Nothing had it been made like that. Where it's like, oh, it's like archival footage from these people going out looking for something. With, like, they're doing a documentary. They had the interviews. Now there's like. I mean, it's like The Matrix. The style of The Matrix was ripped the fuck off after The Matrix.
Yeah, that
and then over
camera shot of the crying. Yeah.
This
and
is a whole new genre.
Yeah.
This is like found footage is everywhere.
Tropic Thunder, 1,000%.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying from first. I'm just trying to point out the monumental first that some people may not know. Blair Witch was the first found footage. They're like, oh no, it was the fucking Ouija board, the security footage bullshit. There's a lot of shitty found footage out there, bro. Finding Nemo versus Batman Forever. You got the great Two-Face and the great Joker. Yeah.
I'm going to go Finding Nemo.
Fuck yeah. 1,000%.
But
there's no way Batman Forever is beating.
I haven't seen
many
Batman
shit.
Forever in so long.
I haven't either.
It's
just that poster.
Oh,
makes me want to watch The Dark Knight Rises, and whatever.
I thought
Val
Kilmer could have been a good Batman, though.
But this is when every discussion leading up to the movies were like, "What does the nipples look like? Are there nipples? Are there going to be a crotch? How cut is the crotch?" It's like the only thing people talked about. And then it was like spandex.
I thought Jim Carrey
it was spandex superheroes still.
If they hadn't gone so camp, like I think Tommy Lee Jones could have played a great Two-Face.
Great actors.
I think Jim Carrey could have played a great Riddler. I think
Chris O'Donnell would make a great fucking twink.
Robin, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
Nicole Kidman, Catwoman? Yeah?
No. Vicky Vale.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Great actors.
Maybe. But
bad director.
I wish I could like rewind to that time, take that cast, and then like let someone decent direct that shit.
Yeah. I mean, it was a different time.
Forever.
Joe Schumacher. That's it. I think he died off. Or, I mean, not.
Well, he did Batman and Robin, which was.
Oh, God. That was. I don't know if I've ever watched the whole thing. I know. This was one where Batman and Robin. I think I remember I got maybe rented or was on TV. Late 90s. And, don't think I ever watched the whole thing. I was like, this is horrible.
I've watched it multiple times and it's terrible.
I think it's just the scene where Schwarzenegger comes in. It looks like rubber costume and
I watched the first Power Rangers movie multiple times too. And it's horrible too.
The production value of Skin Wars is better than Batman and Robin. The art's way better for sure.
Yeah.
Same amount of like prosthetics.
But what's
and,
their
like,
pun game like? Because Arnold is out of control with his fucking ice puns.
It's pretty decent. Surprise!
Are they punny?
RuPaul's got some punning
out.
He goes. He's the Tony Hinchcliffe of that show, on so many levels.
Work it, girl.
So many levels. But anyway.
So, how did the where were we?
We're
finding
Nemo.
We're
sure.
Finding.
I just we were talking about Batman Forever. I want to see the director.
I've never seen Night Passage.
Me either, but I've for sure. It's
Verde.
Okay, Cars versus Kill Bill Volume 1.
Kill Bill.
I mean, we got to talk about two powerhouses in the movie industry. We got
Tarantino for the first time.
Tarantino versus Pixar. Boom. Big.
Of Pixar's worst movies.
Cars. I would rather watch Death Proof than Cars, and that's probably the weakest Tarantino.
Yeah, I think we can agree that's the weakest Tarantino.
Even though I still really liked it, it's like that is better than a lot, including Cars. But
they're both about cars,
exactly, which is kind of fitting.
Yeah,
that Kill Bill wins because we got to move our toes and get the fuck out.
Uma.
We have Alien 3 versus Jerry Maguire.
Alien 3, the prison planet where everyone has a shaved head.
Right, right.
That is by far the shittiest of the Alien movies.
Yeah.
Way shittier than Prometheus, even. I'm not even counting that in Alien movies.
Interesting. I'd like to revisit that just to compare and contrast.
And
I almost want to say, because Sigourney Weaver's in it, it's already better than Prometheus. I don't know who's in it.
I still have a crush on Sigourney Weaver. Like, from that shit. Like, she's a lot of people don't.
Yeah, she's woman. She's a butch. She's kind of butch.
I don't know.
She always played butch character. Well, not always. That was very butch character. Sigourney Weaver.
Have you seen her in, like, the tank top and shit? Like,
no, she's... Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you like boys with tits, floppy tits, I got it, bro.
Whatever. Like,
I get it. You got Neapolitan ice
versus
cream.
Versus Jerry Maguire.
Humans have an 8-pound head.
Yeah. That kid's fucking weird.
Yeah. I think he's, like, ripped
jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
That was a couple years ago.
Jerry Maguire. Show me the money.
Should not have won for that performance.
I've not seen Southern Fried Rabbit.
That's interesting that that's a movie. Starsky and Hutch remake from 2004 versus another shitty movie National Treasure.
National Treasure.
These are both stupid fucking movies.
I like National Treasure.
I don't
like
either of these.
Not movies.
National Treasure is
treasure?
Like... Yeah, it's like... It's the deep impact of Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah, but there were no Indiana Jones movies for like...
I don't care.
So many...
That doesn't make Crystal Skull a good movie.
I liked it.
At least that had the original actors in it.
Justin Bartha, Nick Cage.
Nick Cage is in a few good movies, and then he's fucking dog shit crazy in a lot of like crazy, funny, bad movies. I don't.
Even though his dad's John
Voight,
I
don't like either of these fucking movies.
Yeah,
I will never watch again. If my Netflix breaks and somehow just plays both of these, I fucking get new Netflix. I'm not watching either of these movies. That remake of Starsky, I never saw the originals.
They came out the same
year.
But
it was like, oh, it's so weird because at least the Starsky and Hutch, I think, has better production value. But it's just like, I don't care about Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson in a fucking reboot about fucking the 70s, about a decade that I don't give a shit about.
Cheeseball remake. Yeah.
So bad.
National Treasure.
So bad about both of them.
Yeah.
And they both lose. They're so bad.
But National Treasure wins.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to click on either of them. I'd rather vote Starsky and Hutch, Snoop Dogg's and he smokes weed. I like weed. That's the only thing I could draw positives from any of this shit.
They find a clue in a pipe that may have been weed been smoked through in National Treasure.
It's better if this was up against The Mummy, National Treasure all
George
day.
Washington used to grow hemp, and
I don't give a shit. I don't fucking give a shit.
National Treasure.
George Washington
You don't
was
care.
A retard.
I do like one of these movies.
All right, fine. National Treasure. Sad to say, I watched Dude, Where's My Car on my birthday.
This year?
No. When it came out in the theater. Then I went and had a steak dinner at Outback Steakhouse with my friends. I wasn't alone with my friends. But that was a weak-ass movie to... Although I did enjoy it. Dude, Where's My Car versus the romantic ceramics class of Ghost with dead people.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost was a good movie.
Yeah,
like I look back at it now, and it's a little different. But again, it's against Dude, Where's My Car, which has funny moments. But
Dude,
like,
Where's My Car would have been funny as a rated R.
Super stoned when I watched that shit the first time.
They act like stoners, but never smoke weed.
Yeah, they do.
They never smoke anything on the in the movie. They portray stoners, but they never actually
smoke
do anything
with the dude whose dog also smokes weed.
Oh, that's right.
So,
but I think that was the. It was like a very.
It was a very
and they
minor.
Didn't refer
and they
to
didn't
it.
Really,
it was a very. It was a very. It's a stoner
no,
comedy.
It totally was like that dog is high as fuck. Is he dead?
There's a scene, but they. That's like they're not like. They
but
don't
everyone
smoke
refers
weed anywhere
to them
else.
As stoners.
They refer to them as fucking. The stoner stereotypes.
Stoner
they don't say stoners.
Yeah, they do.
There's a lot of censorship. It's implied.
I've watched
telling
that
you, I've seen the movie a shitload of times.
So
I really like the movie. But me too. I mean, I saw it on when it came out in the theaters.
But I'm saying
in 2000.
Like skeevy stoners, like that's what they call
yeah,
them.
But they like
through
they
the
call
entire
them that,
time.
But it's like
skeevy
there's
stoners.
One scene where they smoke anything.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm
so
saying
it's a
they
very
do
light.
They do refer like, to them as skeevy
yeah, yeah,
stoners.
Yeah. There's a lot. Yes, but a lot of the implications are not like they're very implied.
Shitty.
A lot of it. Just the I mean, the fact that it's like oh, the fact that you forget. This whole premise was done better with The Hangover. Because people
very
don't
much so.
Forget yeah. a night on weed. You forget what the fuck I was talking about 5 minutes ago, but you're not forgetting a night on weed. So it's a premise that was done better. It was the original Hangover.
Yes.
Hangover did a better job. The first one, and then they... I'd
but
rather
Ghost
watch Dude,
sure.
Where's My Car versus all the Hangover sequels. But yeah, Ghost. I'll just do a couple more.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Kill Bill versus Wall-E. Another Pixar.
Yeah, and Kill Bill wins.
Yeah, but this is a way better Pixar movie than Cars.
Totally, I agree. But Kill Bill wins.
Yeah,
it
but
means,
this is like there's no dialogue barely in Wall-E until the fucking fat people come.
Yeah, and Kill
Wall-E's
Bill
wins. Wall-E's our future.
He's a trash bot on our fucking dumpster world.
And people are on fat cruises where they're in Costco's in the sky, basically. Because that's one thing Costco has a shortage of.
Space Costco's.
Costco has a shortage of fat people carts. Because those are carts that disabled people that are overweight use because they can't walk through a giant warehouse. Yet... overly they go way over like these are giant Costco size carts.
You worked there, so obviously you rode the carts.
Oh, they move so much faster. Yeah, if they die for some people these disabled people that need
you gotta
them
run a battery out
they
there
just
and...
they just leave them. They stand up and the miracle of God lets them walk away, and then you get a call and they're like, oh, the electronics people don't do shit ever except for make a fuckload of money for this company because they sell expensive ass shit. Hey, go get this cart. We saw it in aisle whatever. So you go back there and it's supposed to be dead because it's abandoned, and it just like zips around because the carts are rated to like 300 pounds or 250 pounds.
They're not supposed to be for fat people. They're supposed to be for people
obese
with like
in.
A broken leg.
These are over. Like if you go to any other store, those are mini carts compared to what we had at Costco. We had wide carts. Wide carts. These are industrial size. These are warehouse size carts.
Yeah, well,
you're
in a warehouse.
They still fucking... like, the ones that are at, like, Walmart and shit, they probably max out at, like, 200. These probably did 100 pounds more. But then you just zip around. They're pretty fun. And you take your fucking time because they don't give a fuck about what you do for the company anyway. So you just... meep, meep, meep. You just fucking go around and flip everybody off mentally. because they're all fucking retarded.
I drove tow motor for a long time, so that's...
What?
I said I drove tow motor for a long time, and what's that?
Tow motor? Oh, a tow...
Forklift.
Oh, forklift. Tow motor?
Tow motor is what they're called.
Okay. No, that's not everywhere they're called that. You know how many forklifts are in Costco's? I've never heard a tow loader.
Tow motor.
Tow motor. Never heard that ever.
Well.
Ever. But anyway, the future of our society is in WALL-E, so go watch that. But Kill Bill is a better movie. Kill Bill Volume 1, specifically. American History X versus A Clockwork Orange. Very tonally kind of similar. They're dark.
Yeah, like very dark.
Rape versus racism and curb murder. This is one of the few
Kubrick
movies that I like. Definitely has his style, but at least
it's genius in this movie. Fuck. I think this is my favorite, probably Kubrick movie.
I don't know. It's a good one. I don't know if it's my favorite. I mean, his movies in general aren't high on
the
list.
What else is above that? Like, I like it more than 2001. I like it more than The Shining.
God damn it. I don't know all the movies he's done. But I know the one, Dr. Strangelove, I enjoyed that. That's an older one, black and white, war movie.
That's
had
not
a lot
even,
more
it's
humor
not,
in
it's
it.
It's black and white because he made it black and white, not because it was super old.
You know, but I think it's older than Clockwork Orange, and it wasn't
slightly
black and white. I enjoyed that because it had some
American
humor in
History
it.
American History X is a really good
I really
movie
like American
too.
History X, yeah. Yeah. I'm going American History X.
I'm going...
Clockwork Orange is going to beat a lot of shit for me. I mean, it's like the first time both of these movies have come up.
It really
so
is.
I'm
so
hoping
that,
they
that's
come
why
up more.
That's why I said I'm like fuck, man.
Yeah.
Because Clockwork Orange,
it's gonna beat a lot of shit.
I fucking love that movie. Like,
yeah.
I
do too.
And if I had to watch one of these movies right now, I would want to watch A Clockwork Orange.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
It's just my mood right now.
Maybe I wouldn't mind seeing either of these.
I wouldn't either. I'd be watching both.
Yeah. This is a good double feature.
It is.
In a weird, dark way.
In the darkest of ways.
And
I would almost love it as a double feature.
What would you go first?
I would want to start with American History X.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that.
And then I would want to finish
more
off with something that even though is dark can get crazy light and artsy. Like instead of like starting off with that and then like ending with something that's like so gritty. Like I would want them to get used to fucked up shit happening before, like, crazy rape scene.
But the end of Clockwork Orange, I don't think it ends well, Clockwork Orange. Like, American History
they
X
leave it up
ends
to,
well.
Does it?
Yeah, he changes.
Yeah, but his fucking little brother dies.
Shit happens,
fucking,
but it's
like it's terrible.
I think the character change of... But that's like, I mean, it's like gang
he
life.
He changed like halfway through the movie.
He got programmed halfway through the movie, which is an amazing scene.
And then Clockwork Orange, like,
but
they try to change him. And,
it's a
and
dark
he,
movie
and
all
at the
way
end,
through.
They don't, you don't know if he's actually
oh, he's changed.
Changed.
Yeah, he's changed. Yeah.
You don't know.
Well, that's just, you probably watched it when you were still a racist and you're like, well, there's hope. Maybe that black dude in prison didn't.
I didn't watch that shit. Either one, like it would have been weird.
They're both
like,
dark. They're both difficult. They're not like watch this and feel good. I mean, if you feel good about these both, like if you derive a lot of joy from watching both of these movies,
no,
there are issues with good movies. Exactly. I know. But I'm saying if you're the type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're the type of person that likes either of these movies, that says a lot in a very, you just kind of
rape and random violence
or
like, racist actions.
Sweet. I wish I could have some people
Donald
that were not
Trump,
welcome.
Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think both of these movies might be huge. For wrong reasons.
Bigly.
For wrong reasons.
He likes them bigly.
Yeah.
I
I gotta go. I got it. Just overall,
take it to the judges.
Okay. So you're strong on Clockwork Orange.
Yep.
All right. It's probably the most jacked Edward Norton's ever been.
Oh, by far.
Like watch
playing
this,
basketball and shit.
Watch this, and then watch Fight Club, because he's in shape in Fight Club, but he's like
even
no
the
muscle.
Hulk.
He's just a. Yeah, the Hulk. I mean, he's basically Fight Club shape, just a little bit older. But, all right. American history. 2016.
It'll
presidential mean, election for Donald
it's
Trump.
It's going to... You're going to have to type out a lot of this shit. I'm sure it's going to have a great score.
83. I'm sure they're both going to be decent. I don't know where they're going to fall. All right. So, wait, did we say 84?
83.
96, which is...
That's 96 that's, on the fan score is great.
That
great.
Also, I think there's probably a lot of fans of this movie that don't understand it. That they're just like, my community has finally been represented in a high-quality movie.
I love it.
I love seeing my racist brothers represent. I don't like where the movie goes. They're like, this is my Hancock. It's a half a good movie.
I don't know.
Once it goes to jail, I'm done with it. So that might be a 96.
Not
going to
look that much into
movie,
it.
Though.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, I will. I mean, just look at our country, right? Look at the presidential candidate we have. Is based a huge percentage of his fucking success early on was the fucking people that like to disc throw up to the sun. Just fucking have some couple S's and sharp goddamn lightning bolts. A lot of SS tattoos in San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, so many. All right, what are we doing? What's the other one? Clockwork Orange. A Clockwork Orange.
83 versus
90. And
93.
Yeah.
So slightly sense. Under in the fan score, but really dominant. And
overall, a lot of movie critics love that director far too much.
Two more.
All right. Midsummer Night's Dream. Never
haven't
seen
it.
Versus Butterfly Effect. I have seen that. Have you seen it?
Yes.
All right. That's with Ashton Kutcher.
A lot of people shit on that movie. I kind of like that movie.
I liked it too.
Versus Superbad, which is unfortunate for the Butterfly Effect because it could have beat a few things, but it's not going to beat Superbad.
Butterfly Effect, few things. Very specifically, few things it'll beat.
Yes, but it's not a bad movie.
No. No. Superbad. It's probably the best Ashton Kutcher
great
movie.
Great premise. Like, yeah. Like,
well, it's like time travel movies.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't know if
original.
I've seen that Pirates movie. Who knows?
Oh, 03, that's the first
wait,
one.
Wait, that's the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, I have seen that one.
Escape from L.A.
It's a terrible,
one.
But
Super
fun
B
movie.
I'm going with Pirates.
I'm going
I gotta
with
go
Escape.
Pirates of that. I mean, we could go to the judges if you want, but we are in England, and I am Michael Bisping. So I'm pretty sure Pirates, I mean, we can go. But Pirates was good. I mean, the first Escape from New York's first one. L.A., we just
I
watched
like,
this shit.
I know.
L.A. was not good. It was not good.
I still like it
better
than
retarded.
New York.
L.A. was the size of the fucking three blocks I walked to go get weed. Like, that's how big L.A. is in that movie. Like, oh, he's just walking from over here to over there. He's like, oh, he's already at the Hollywood sign to fucking Venice in like 2 minutes. He's got to go a couple blocks over. And then it's just
all
like,
right,
I mean, it's a B
Pirates
movie.
Wasn't...
It's a B movie.
All right. I'll give you that one.
I mean, it's like, it's just, these are
you
two not good
me.
Movies.
Yeah, but... I
but
still
the quality. I mean, it was before Johnny Depp. This is like right after this movie, probably. Johnny Depp's like, oh, that's just what I'll do. That's my thing. I found my voice finally in acting, and it's just I'll be the barely drunk pirate. Let me see if I could do another. Do you see the second? Basically, the other. God, what was the writer that the Fear and Loathing?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, there was another movie that he did where he played Hunter S. Thompson later.
Yes.
Probably like the Rum Diaries. 07. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. I think I started it, but I was like, eh. Pirates. All right, last one. Oh, well, I mean, it's the end of the game and the end of days. 1999, where you switch all those numbers up and it's 666 because the devil's going to destroy the world in 1999.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a great fucking Scorsese movie with Leo and Nicholson. Maybe
it's got everybody. Wahlberg's in it.
Maybe Nicholson's last role.
For sure last great one.
I don't know that he did anything past that.
Listen, I know
he retired.
I don't. Hopefully, I'm glad that
it was
cool.
Great. He was great in that, though.
Oh, for sure, it was a great movie. Remake. Never seen the original.
Yeah,
I'm not Japanese. It fit in great with
Whitey Bulger's story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's great. I love those actors. Matt Damon. We have fucking DiCaprio and Damon. It's like, how can you go wrong?
You can't.
You can't go wrong. End of Days. You know, it was playing on religious fears.
Yeah, it's a terrible
and
movie.
Also Y2K. People thought that was the first end of, before the Mayan calendar thing in 2012. It was 1999. It was Y2K. It was the bank. There was going to be chaos.
And then we woke up the next day.
What was that movie? Way before that sci-fi movie about 1999 where they had little mini discs and they were experiences that you VR'd in. What was that guy's name? And Julie Arquette was in it? Arquette? Anyway, people know. People know. It came out in like 97, 96 is about 1999. And like there was virtual reality thing. And like there were riots were starting to go off. It all took place on New Year's Eve. It had a white guy. And then the black chick was his. Anyway. The Departed, 100%.
Yep.
All right. That was it. Everybody go check out. Man, we've almost done 1,000 movies. Flickchart.com/IDP is where you can check out our top official Inspired Disorder podcast list of all of the movies that we love.